Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Mix 100, Jeremy, Katie, Josh in the morning. Fun Friday here at Mix 100. The fun's really going to kick into gear right around 7:30 today. In about an hour when we have our Friday edition of Fast Five. And it has been extremely popular this week because we've been giving away pairs of tickets to go see the Avs take on the Sharks next Wednesday over at Ball Arena. That's a hot ticket from what I understand.
Go Avs, go.
How are the Avs doing right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Red hot. Literally,
are they red hot? Are they melting the ice?
They are.
We're having a hard time. We're having a hard time skating.
I had to bring my floaties. The ice was so melted.
That's awesome.
No, we've got some great teams in this city. We're proud. We're excited to talk about them. So.
I know. You guys,
I'm a diehard.
We do. We get kind of on one over here. We poor Jeremy.
Katie, you and I.
That's
okay.
I love it. I love it. I'm staying tapped in via YouTube.
Yes.
Good.
With the sports stuff.
You have no choice.
I'm stuck. They handcuffed me to the chair here. But anyway, Avs tickets up for grabs today when we play Fast Five with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. All right, we're going to dive into PMI here in a second. I've got something special for you when it comes to butter this holiday season. We'll get into that. First things first, we did have the holiday potluck yesterday. And man, did I step out of my comfort zone this morning because I walked into the company kitchen here. And the tray of cinnamon rolls that I brought yesterday that I purchased from Walmart, worked very hard on these, sitting there in the kitchen, three cinnamon rolls left in the package.
Yeah.
And there was a corner one. So I was looking at it. I'm like, the corner one's left.
Nobody's touched it.
There's two on each side.
Yeah, so it's protected.
It's protected there in the back corner.
Yeah.
I got a knife out of the drawer, cut it out. I nuked it for about 30 seconds.
You did.
And then I ate half of it and threw it away.
You ate a leftover.
I ate a leftover.
What?
Which is
from
shocking.
An office potluck.
Yeah.
Where potentially it could have been touched.
I mean, someone could have sneezed on it.
Like, I know.
I'm making progress, you guys.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm making progress.
I like that. And then you brought it in here. It smells way better than your oatmeal. I just want to point that out.
There's something about cinnamon rolls and coffee together. It's like crack, isn't it?
It's so good.
Straight crack.
Is there anything left in that kitchen, by the way? I didn't even make my way over there.
There's nothing really good. There's bags of rolls if you're down to clown on some rolls.
Okay.
If you want to carb it up this morning.
Yeah, not so much.
Be dry.
Yeah, they'll be super dry. Almost as dry as that cinnamon roll.
Well, I don't know.
Again, I ate half. I was like, what am I doing? And then I was like, nah, I don't need this in my life. And then I was like, oh, this is dry. And then I was like, oh, somebody probably touched this. So.
There it goes.
Baby steps. I will let you guys know, though, we've been getting a lot of messages about Nicole's sweet potato crock pot recipe, her sweet potatoes in the crock pot with one secret ingredient that really kicks it up a notch. I post it every year. It's reposted this morning.
Amazing.
Ooh. On our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh. You can find it there, or I did throw it up on my personal one. I think you just searched Shut Up Jeremy, I think. And it'll take you to my personal Facebook. So either one of those, you can find Nick Knack's sweet potato recipe just in time for Thanksgiving.
Woo-woo.
Don't give away the secret ingredient, Katie.
Okay.
Did I do that last time? It's Vaseline.
Okay.
Fingernails.
I just want you to know, I have to make two sweet potato casseroles now, though, because everybody loves Nick Knacks, except one person. And so I have to make the regular.
Your daughter can go to hell.
I know. She's the only one who didn't like it. And
she's
everybody
crazy.
Everybody else was like, oh my gosh, what's in that?
What was the beef with your with baby Nana?
She didn't like the secret ingredient.
She said that Vaseline?
She didn't like it. She's really? Like, it's just, yeah, she didn't care for it. And I don't love the sweet potato casserole, but when I put the secret ingredient in there, I was like, oh, that's a game changer. It just like brightens the whole thing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Zoe wasn't having it. So now I have to make two sweet potato casseroles because Nick Knacks came into
existence.
To appease
your daughter yet again.
Zoe. Yeah, so there's that.
You make two crack pots for
me. But if you take some of the average there, 9 out of 10 people love Nick Knack's casserole.
Not too shabby. All right, let's dive into PMI. We've got a positive, a minus, and then I got something a little bit interesting for you, which might include a little song today, so we'll get into that. Who has the P?
I got that P.
You got that P?
I do, and this is actually a very, very good story because we all know Civic Center Park. I mean, it's been there for 100 years, right? Downtown. Yeah. Denver. Everybody's familiar. But what you may not know is they have not done any upgrades or renovations on Civic Center Park for 100 years.
You know, it's incredible. If you think about it, yes, you never see anything going on in Civic Center Park.
You don't.
It's because it's always so busy, probably.
It's full of hobos. Yeah,
well, they do a lot of things outside of that. They have festivals. There's a lot of protests.
It's always being used.
It's always being used. It and is that's a kind protest of what they hot said. Spot. It is. So they said that this week they started some renovations, actually, and they're going to keep, they're calling this next project the Next 100 Plan. So they're making it better for the next 100 years. So what they're going to do is they're going to modernize the Greek Theater. They're going to expand the Central Promenade for more events and big festivals and things like that. And then they're going to transform Bannock Street there into a public plaza. So they're going to have new gardens, improved lighting. They're going to have some added shade and then a dedicated food truck court. This is one of my favorite things.
This is the only reason you're doing
this
story.
They needed a food truck place down there at Civic Center Park.
I was all excited about extra spaces with shade.
No, there's so many good things like the public art stuff, and then they're going to have like all kinds of just different phases of construction. So this is just the first phase of the rollout that they're doing.
I like this.
They're hoping by summer of 2027, everything in phase one will be completed, and then they'll move on to the next one. But it looks like they're going to have quite a few years of upgrades planned for Civic Center Park. And I'm a big fan as well because I love going in downtown Denver. I love the history of it. Civic Center Park's one of my favorite places to just go and explore. So it's going to be exciting for people who like that park.
It's a fun spot if you want to look back at like history, pictures of historical photos and stuff of Denver and see how far that little park has come and how many people have been down there, you know, doing whatever in that little community space.
Yes.
I'm excited about this. It's not that I'm going to go downtown and check it out.
I was like, you're not going to be there.
But I think it's a good look for the city. It's better than that stupid pedestrian bridge.
Exactly. Yes.
Put money into extra shade.
And that's funny. That's what a lot of people are saying is this is one of the movements, one of the things that they've, you know, it told us about that people are very excited. Like, well, there's not a whole lot of proponents to this one.
No, including the hobos.
We all know where the Abs and Nuggets end up when they do their little championship parades,
this
right?
Is where.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a couple more.
Put more bathrooms in? Did you say bathrooms? Do they have bathrooms down there?
No.
Or they're just bringing in the honey
buckets?
But
that's the thing. They said they're designing it to make it more accessible, safer, and suitable. So I imagine more bathrooms would be included in that.
I would
that.
Think, yeah.
You know, hopefully. Accessible.
But then again, it's probably one of those areas where you're going to get a bunch of riffraff hanging out in the bathrooms and stuff. So,
well,
I don't
again,
know.
These are things I'm sure they're going to have to workshop.
It's
exactly.
The planning stages.
They'll work it out. But it's a good, good story.
It's a good look for the
city. I'm excited. And I will go down there, take pictures, and show you. How's
I'm
that?
I'm glad they're power washing
there
that place.
There we go.
All
well
right. Done. All right, what's the minus?
This one's going to bring all the men down. A widely conducted poll from One Poll Survey interviewed 10,000 women, and roughly half of those women have a backup partner in mind just in case their current relationship fails.
No,
50%
no.
50% of 10,000 women polled
have a
said,
backup?
Oh, yeah, I got a. And I watched a video, and they go confidently, oh, yeah, I got a backup guy or girl, whoever
well, this
I want.
This is unsettling.
Yep.
How do they
50%. And it's this ranges from old friends, coworkers, anybody that they just see as a potential
I'm gonna text
prospect.
My wife right
oh,
now. I wonder
boy.
If she's listening. Let me do voice text.
Who's your backup?
Hey, are you listening to PMI right now? Question mark. I have a quick question for you. Who's your backup if you weren't with me? Let me know ASAP. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please don't leave me. Text back immediately. I love you. Goodbye. All right, there. I just sent it.
So
it's not a
this
message
is,
of desperation at all.
This, Katie, you know me very well. This
I
is,
do.
This has rung true very recently.
Yes.
For me, and I was pretty bitter about
well,
that. So
hold on.
Wait, hold
on.
No, we're not talking about me right
hold
now. We're not talking.
On.
We're talking
you
about the girl.
You can't be bitter about this when you have a flavor of the week every.
Well, but he really liked this girl. He
and those
gonna,
flavors of the week
still,
know their flavors of the week.
Yeah, this girl
we have
knew
an agreement.
She was the flavor.
This girl like, knew that we were in a relationship.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to put toppings on you. Like,
yeah.
You
and
you
when
are
I'm in a relationship, I am incredibly faithful. So
there's that. I will give him that.
You
Come
stop
on,
the
when
music?
He, when he
You don't stop the music.
When I'm with you, I'm incredibly faithful.
He stopped the music. He is.
I am.
Come on.
Jeremy.
When he's in a relationship, he's a good dude. We could say that about Josh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stop it. Look, when I'm just bacheloring it up, I am very honest about what we all expect.
You were
from
hanging
this.
Out with a girl last night. Does she know that you're going out tonight to the Grizzly Rose with somebody else?
Well, she probably does now.
She might now. You jerk. She does now. She's a fan of the show, Jer.
Calls him as a season. Calls him as a season.
All right, then.
Is it hot here? I'm sweating. Oh, boy.
All right.
All right.
But back to women. 50%.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
The only thing Nick Nack wrote back was WTF. So. I don't think she's listening right now.
She's like, leave me alone.
How'd you know?
Leave me alone. I'm trying to get ready for work. Leave me alone. All right. Well, that's unsettling.
It is. I don't like it.
I don't like that at all either. It makes me uncomfortable. But don't we all? Don't we all have somebody like you're like?
I don't.
Well, you got to be with somebody first.
Boom, roasted.
That one hurt, though.
He's crushing both of us right now.
I know. My goodness.
Brutal, brutal.
Good day for Jeremy.
All right, so let's dive into the interesting. I love this story this morning as we roll, you know, fully now into the holiday eating season as we're all going to be packing down food next week. There's a story out this morning talking about how much Americans love butter.
Yes.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans, says 63% of those surveyed, says they'll be doomed if they run out of butter during their holiday baking and cooking this year. On average, Americans use about 5 sticks of butter for baking and cooking for each winter holiday. So that's 10 sticks if they're just doing Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Way more than that.
Probably 15 if you're going to throw in Christmas Eve. So you're up to 15 sticks of butter. You're easily going to be crossing 20 sticks, I would imagine. Easy peasy. The holiday dishes that need butter the most, according to Americans, mashed potatoes, dinner rolls, corn, cornbread, sweet potatoes, and stuffing. And I do love this final stat. 61% of these Americans surveyed said, I literally cannot live without butter.
It's important.
That I would literally roll up into a ball in Civic Center and die. I would die.